I sat by the fire listening to the storm, feeling a growing sense of dread. Thomas' words kept echoing in my mind. This village, it doesn't want us here. Was he right? Was there something more to this than just a harsh winter? Suddenly, a blood-curdling scream pierced the night. It came from Thomas. We rushed to his side, finding him sitting up in bed, his eyes wide with terror. "They are here," he gasped, his voice trembling. "They are in the snow." Sarah tried to calm him, but he was inconsolable. He pointed towards the window, his fingers shaking. "I can hear them," he whispered. "They are calling my name." We looked out the window, but there was nothing there. Only the swirling snow and the impenetrable darkness. But as I stared into the abyss, I felt it too. A presence. A cold, malevolent energy that seemed to emanate from the snow itself. The next morning, Thomas was gone.